News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Alan O'Reilly is with us from Carlo Weather to have a look at what is in stock for the week to come. And I get the sense, Alan, that we have the kind of week that is on the way where in normal circumstances we would think that's just grand, but it now looks like a slight disappointment.
It's a disappointment if you like the hot, dry weather, certainly, Anton. Yes, there is some rain to return later today, some showers today, but a band of rain moving up from the southwest tonight, well, this evening really, but a wet night ahead and a wet start to Tuesday. But then after that, it becomes a big kind of northwest-southeast divide because there will be some more rain, especially, you know, through Wednesday and Thursday into the northwest. But the sunny southeast likely to live up to its name this week with not very much rainfall there. The interesting part, though, Anton, is temperatures will start to edge back up as we go through the week. And by the end of the week, we could be getting back into the mid-20s.
And in terms of the reports that you would have seen over the weekend, were there any particular highs, any notable weather records set?
Well, I think, you know, obviously there was a couple of records broken, you know, different weather stations. For me, the one was the tropical night in Carlow, you know, and a few other spots. But to have it, you know, 20 degrees, not dropping below 20 degrees in June at night time, that's kind of a remarkable record, really. And it is likely that those records will continue to tumble. But this, the intense heat, you know, in France and Germany and even in parts of the UK for June was certainly remarkable.
Well, it was funny, we were down doing an outside broadcast in Banagher, and I actually rented one of the Silverline boats and went down the Shannon for the weekend, and I was amazed to discover that the swing bridge in Portumna, which has been happily swinging since 1911, to coin a phrase, it was so hot on Saturday that the bridge expanded itself shut.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Well,
it's not one that you would expect. So you said decent weather then for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Have you any insight into it beyond that, or is it still murky and nebulous this far out?
Yes, a little bit of uncertainty. High pressure does look likely to come very close or over to us, over us for the weekend, which will bring us fine weather. If it comes right over us, then we could see the really warmer air return and come right in, even over Ireland, and we could get back up close to 30 degrees in about a week's time. Now, if the low pressure stays a little bit further south, we might stay on the cooler side of that, but I wouldn't be putting away the fans just yet, Anton.
And we're going to be talking about Europe a little bit later on and those excess deaths in France, because the impact has been absolutely significant. Any insight into how it looks across the continent?
It's going to get very warm in Spain and Portugal this week. Temperatures well above 40 degrees into many parts of Spain and Portugal this week. And it does look like that heat will build then back in. As I say, with that high pressure building close to Ireland, that's likely to bring hot weather back to France and some other parts. So unfortunately, I think the story of heat waves and the impacts will continue for at least another couple of weeks. And, you know, I have to remember from a meteorological season point of view, we still have 2 months of summer to come.
Alan, thanks very much. Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.